see a kitchen built separate from the rest of the house?
Some in the area, one or two that I remember were, but not here.
How did
the Oswald Schmidt had their kitchen built off and had a kind of a porchway or something to it.
Walk,
that was my great aunt.
The hell of a place to be up here with no finish.
How did y'all heat your house?
Fireplace.
Uh-huh.
That was the heat and the kitchen stove, wood stove, cook on.
On the fireplace, the thing that smoke goes up through.
Well, we had problem with it. It all depended on how you handled it. Of course, in the later years, this one went. We had problem. We abandoned it. But if you leave a door open, the wind would blow. Yes, it would smoke.
And this was built out of the sandstone from the Coletta Creek. That's what I think you're trying to get up to.
What does he call this?
Chimney.
Huh?
Chimney.
Okay. Any other name for that?
What was the German name?
Would you call it a chimney if it was at a factory? Those big ones, you know, like they have at a factory?
I didn't get that one.
At a factory, big
things are called chimneys.
Well, yeah, those are flues, or they call them chimney too, I guess. But later, yeah, the name fireplace came along. But chimney, C-H-I-M-N-Y, chimney.
What do you call that open part that comes out?
That's a hearth.
And the thing that you set the wood on?
Those little jacks off wood holders. Fire dogs was an English expression for them. In German, I really don't know, Barbara.
What about the part that goes up above?
How do you mean?
That wooden part there.
That you have things set on there.
Well, here?
Uh-huh.
Mantle. Mantelpiece.
Okay. If you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood could you use to start it with?
Cobs. Corn cobs. And small wood.
What do you call small wood that lights easy?
Well, the English name would have been kindling.
Well, that's all I ever knew, even as a child, for German was kindling.
Yeah.
For common things like that around the house, did you usually call them in German or in English?
That is something that gradually shifted from German to English, or half German, half English, the words. A lot of them came about. They were a combination.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ruined the English and the German.
You might take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace, and it could burn all night?
Yes.
You'd call that a...
Well, in English it was the fire log or whatever, something to that effect.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. And what you shovel out of the fireplace?
What
you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And talk about things that you'd have in a house. The thing that you're sitting in, you call a...
Chairs, mostly. We didn't have... those sofas are what they had in those days.
Any other name for sofa?
Settee, or... That was about it.
Was the settee the same as the sofa?
Yes, it would have been the same.
What sort of things did people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Sure, they had a closet. A closet.
No, a trunk or a safe.
Well, that was in the German language, but English would have been closet.
Uh-huh.
Clothes closet.